Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good evening, sports fans. Goops Djokovic here with your stormcasty, watchy, watchy, casty thing. Chip is nowhere to be found. Granted, Eunice, our faithful producer, is also missing. I wonder if Eunice has offered the same thing we were talking about in that last podcast, what the Falcons did to Jeff. We will see. We'll see if Chip turns up. So, on to the back half. The curtain rises on yet another battle of the boards between Broadway and your favorite team in orange, those sassy Stormers. The back half of a back-to-back, Coolis will love that joke, saw your Orangemen limp over to K1 after a tough loss to the Falcon de Bleu. However, there would be one key difference in this game, a player that Papa D would dub the missing link. And not just because of his copious amounts of chest, back, and ear hair, but more on that grotesquery later.
Scoops! What are you doing?
My God, I was ready to go it alone. Good to have you here, Chippy.
Thank you. Thank you. I usually do the introductions, but okay, since you've already started, that's fine.
Well, just like my honeymoon, I start,
you start early.
Saw that one coming, but that's yet what she said. All right, the top of the first started with a resounding thud as the first two Storm batters were quickly shuffled off stage. But a timely walk by the Gimp and a solid two-bagger by the Lancer Beam gave the missing link his first knuckle-dragging action of the day. A club was swung and both runners ran, scrambled, well, more likely limped, home to score. Having rested his weary head and groin for the first game, the pitcher, Captain Underpants, was on the mound and held the bright lights of Broadway to only a single run. And just to emphasize how retirement is not his cup of tea, Captain Underpants then scored along with two other pylons to take a 5-1 lead heading into the bottom of the second. Everything good there, Chip? Is everything making sense?
I think so. Yes, everything's making sense. I mean, the Captain Underpants reference may go over the heads of some people who don't know the pitcher's last name, but anyway, that's fine.
For God's sakes, his last name is Stanfield. It's too easy. Huh? It's too easy.
I said if they don't know his last name.
Well, they do now.
You're assuming everyone's intimately familiar with the roster.
I'm not sure I'm
Storm
comfortable with you saying assuming that much when talking about underpants.
And they might not all be as intimately familiar as you are with Eunice.
And
you
using
know, I'm just saying.
Using one of your excellent segues, going from ass, underwear, the Broadway bottom, however, felt the need to take center stage. All three scored to close the thigh gap to a single run. 5-4.
I'm very much enjoying all your play references.
Why, thank you. I knew you were an artsy type. Not that there's anything wrong with that. The Storms are Broadway's bottom and got on top, with the top five of their order all scoring. Highlighted by the missing link's monstrous shot to left center that honestly probably still has the residue from the plastic on top of the fence it scraped by. Storm, 10-4. Broadway's leading men took to the spotlight and scored the max 6. And they're half to tie the score at a Bo Derek. Only those of you old enough will get that reference. And whilst we all imagine that beach running scene, Chip, are you with me?
Chip, stop. I'm just imagining.
I understand.
The beach running scene. I need a moment.
I understand. Pause button. Rewind.
What a beautiful scene.
Rewind. Pause button.
Pause.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Well, whilst you take some time to yourself there, Chip, there were some defensive Storm highlights and lowlights throughout the evening. First of all, Adams snatching a foul tip like a forbidden fruit for an out whilst catching. However, out in right field on the other side of that Adam coin, he felt the need to be like a beacon on the shores of a stormy sea by calling out loudly and proclaiming the ball was his as we watched it sail it over his head twice.
Mine!
Yours!
Mine!
Exactly.
Mine!
Well, all ships were safe, though. All ships were safe. As we move on, the Cloudy Boys goose-egged the fourth, whilst the Big Apple Thespians scored a handful plus a thumb to take the lead. That's 6 for those of you wearing mittens. The fifth...
Why would someone be wearing mittens in July?
You can't judge a person's handwear seasonally. Don't be like that. You can wear mittens at any time of the year. Mittens are very fashionable.
A handful plus... Okay.
That's 6.
Gotcha.
I like the fact that you actually had to hold up your hands just to see.
I was holding up my hands to make sure, and I'm not wearing mittens, so we're good.
But you are wearing very short shorts. But needless to say, the fifth saw the CBs and the broads take a deuce, but not in the way you're thinking, you sick, gross people. To match at a Dirty Dozen. Fine linen.
Dirty Dozen. Now that's a movie. That is a movie.
Now that's a movie. Quote it. Think of a quote. Come on. Give me a quote. Exactly. Quite the movie. Really had a resounding effect on your youth. Final inning. A surprise to all. Saw the Hommes d'Orange agree with Dick Van Patten that 8 was enough. While the theatrical ones scored poor reviews with their rendition of Good Old Willie's Much Ado About Nothing. Make the final 20-12 for the Storm, walking away from the evening like my third divorce, with a 50-50 split. And that's all that we've got time for, or that they'll let us have. Chip, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Scoops. We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time here on Storm Casty Watchy, Stormy Watchy Casty Thing.
Yes.
Storm.